Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. We've got a lot of good news today. I think you're going to like it. Let's dig in. We've got another arts winner, this time in the music category. Zero Time has taken the prize with his song Out of Space, an interesting mix of guitar, rap, and a touch of electronic, I think. Don't trust me on music, though. I quite enjoyed it. Grats to Zero, and respect to all other entrants. In rare form, a pissed-off Marianne Williamson posted a powerful video to Twitter calling for action from the people on a UBI and pushing back against a disappointing Congress with the hashtag DirectCashRelief. It's well worth a view, and I, for one, will happily join her call. Thank you for your support, Marianne. Don't forget to visit the video on YouTube as well and toss a few words in the comments and a thumbs up to get her some love from the search algorithm. Jonathan Herzog is pressing hard for a debate with his incumbent opposition, Jerry Nadler, and he has started a petition to that end. Please take a few seconds to follow the link below and click the sign button to help him out. Democracy depends on voters knowing what they're voting on. Great news for the Kentucky race. Mike Breuer is doing incredibly well with his fundraising goals, and most recently, we blew past the $55,000 goal, which he had then raised to $65,000, which we also broke, which he has now raised to $70,000. This is such good news, gang. It's hard to overstate the importance of getting Mitch out of Congress. Nothing is going to pass with him there, so all of our goals for progress depend on Mike winning, and Yang Gang and others are coming through strong to make it happen. It's still an underdog race for sure, but we're headed in the right direction. Let's keep up the momentum and see if we can break that $70,000 goal as well. Remember, if you can't donate, volunteering your time is even more valuable, and you can do it from home. You can also rep the hashtag Breuer Brigade by tacking the cowboy hat emoji to your social media name. We also have good news from Tennessee. Matt tweeted that Blair Walsingham's main opponent in the Democratic primary last week announced his exit from the race and his intention to support Blair, leaving just her and Larry Smith in the race. Matt says this is a very winnable primary with a chance to flip a red seat in November, which is fantastic news. Let's make sure we push her over the top, gang. If you want to learn more about her, visit her website below and/or check out her interviews with any of the main Humanity First sources, Paget, Matt, etc. She's been around. Tomorrow, Monday, author, professor, and psychologist Jean Twinge will be the guest on Yang Speaks, where they will discuss mental health, technology, and the next generation for Mental Health Awareness Month. Nerds for Humanity interviewed March and Steve on the Iowa and New Hampshire results, alternative paths that could have been taken in the campaign, Yang's future if Biden wins, and so on. Check it out below. A Scottish poll of 1,041 Scots in March found that exactly two-thirds support the idea of a universal basic income. Women were more likely to support it than men at 71% versus 63%. Seems the ladies realize that they're getting the short end of the stick as far as what work gets compensated. I suspect they're also more likely interested in what's best for people rather than foolish ideology around work and meritocracy, but that's only supposition on my part. In Canada, hundreds of health professionals have signed a letter to the government arguing the need for basic income as the greatest measure that could be taken to improve overall health in the country. As they cite, the World Health Organization has called poverty the single largest determinant of health, and research that illuminates the consequences for human health of the material and social deprivation caused by poverty abounds. Shortened life expectancy, chronic diseases, infant mortality, addictions, and a myriad of other physical and mental health impairments are all similarly distributed across a wealth health gradient, with those among the lowest income quintiles getting sick and dying years before higher earning Canadians. Basic income has been shown to reduce healthcare costs, including 8.5% reduction in hospitalizations. As Dr. Danielle Martin has so pointedly said, if we discovered a drug that reduced hospitalizations by 8.5%, we'd put it in the water. It's crazy how UBI makes sense from so many different approaches. You can justify it on health alone, or the economy alone, or freedom alone, or inequality alone, and on and on. It's hard to imagine how anyone can oppose this policy unless they are massively ignorant of the effects. In more disturbing news, the CDC is now warning that rats are getting more aggressive due to a lack of food waste from restaurants for them to munch on. I swear to you right now, if the rats start eating people, I am done with this whole crisis. I'm calling the game. You won't need a fourth plague on top of poverty, disease, and man-eating rats. I get the message. Noah, get the boat. Anyway, the CDC is warning people to be cautious as rats can carry disease. Extend your social distancing to them as well. Finally, the LA Times is conducting an online survey of what changes Californians want to see coming out of the COVID crisis, and they've released very promising preliminary results. So far, the top three wishes have been cleaner air, less traffic, and universal basic income. Freaking booyah, baby! Talk about moving the Overton window, we yanked that puppy right off the wall and ran away with it. Now, to be fair, they didn't technically say those were the top three results, but they were the three that the LA Times chose to mention, so it's fair to assume that they're at least near the top. I may have to look into moving to California soon. It appears the survey is also open to those outside of California, in which case you just say what you'd like to see change nationwide. You know what that means, gang. It's time to bring back our unmatched pole-smashing prowess. Let's get everyone on this and get UBI M4A, star voting, democracy dollars, and David Kim to the top. This is made for us. You can find it at the link below. It's just a few questions, so it shouldn't take more than 5 minutes, unless you want to explain your choices, which is also an option. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Sign and share the Herzog debate petition. Show Marianne's video some love. Help Breuer and Blair take the fight to Washington. Bookmark and share the Canadian Healthcare UBI letter. Fill out and share the California survey. Visit bailoutthepeople.com and take action. Call the Congressional Switchboard to send the most effective message you can to your representatives. Help recruit burners and others to the cause and get everyone to sign the petition and join the UBI movement. Flood Congress and Trump with calls, tweets, and letters, but particularly 5 calls a day, using the ResistBot or Income Movement as easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, United Way, or the H3 podcast thread, and don't forget to Yang Daily.